America's voice, President Donald Trump. Gave a nice interview to David Brody. We're going to share parts of that coming up in a few minutes. The president talking about whether or not he's going to run for re-election and would he actually consider being Speaker of the House. We'll have those questions coming up. Pretty good answers, by the way. So don't miss any of that. Now, I want to send my attention to a 9-year-old girl. Let me tell you something about this 9-year-old girl. When she has the courage to stand up to the school board, what's 9? Third grade? Give or take. When she has the courage to stand up to the school board in a school in Minnesota and say, you told us no politics. You told us no politics allowed at school. You told us no politics would be taught in school. And then you allowed BLM, Black Lives Matter posters, to adorn the hallways of this school. And she said, absolutely not. And she said, she went to the principal and said, we can't have Black Lives Matter posters because the school board said so. I was there. And the principal says, well, they're going to stay up. And she says, oh, no, they're going to come down. So this little girl went to the school board meeting. And she said, let me tell you how things are, and let me tell you what you said, and let's get to the bottom of it. Listen to this, bite number 12, go.
The school board said on May 25th, no BLM or politics in school. He said, that's weird. They were the ones who made them. I was stunned. When I was here 2 weeks ago, you told us to report any BLM in our schools. Apparently, you know they're in our schools because you made the signs. I said there should be no BLM in schools, period. It does not matter the color you make the posters and the font you use. We all understand the meaning. It is a political message about getting rid of police officers, rioting, burning buildings down while King Governor Welch just sits on his throne and watches. We all know. Changing the font or the color of posters does not change the meaning. I am 9 years old and I know that. You expect me to believe that you did not know what you were doing by making these posters? Come on, people. I do not judge people by the color of their skin. I don't really care what color their hair, skin, or eyes is. I judge by the content or the way they treat me.
She went on to say that she has black friends, white friends, Hispanic friends, all kinds of friends. Some make her laugh. Some make her happy. Some are just nice to her. She doesn't care. You see, that's what I was taught when I came into elementary school. You treat everybody the same and fairly. You don't segregate. You don't tell one group of people they're oppressors and the other group of people that they're victims when they're little kids. You don't teach that as soon as you're born and you're born white, you're an oppressor. And when you're born black, you're a victim. We didn't teach such erratic, irrational garbage. We didn't do that, and for good reason. You see, back then we still taught kids about America and the opportunities that we have here. But now we've been hijacked by a bunch of Marxists. It began in school boards like the one that little girl had the courage to tell, get your act together. Because we ignored all of these little elections along the way, we allowed Marxism to creep in. And then it creeped into our classroom. And then they began taking down the American flag. And they stopped doing the Pledge of Allegiance. And then they told kids the American flag actually stands for racism. It shows a nation that has done all these terrible things. None of which is true. The flag stands for everything, totality of who we are, but it stands primarily for the idea that all people are created equal, that we all have a chance here, that we all can do great things. But again, it goes back to one thing, hard work, dedication, the ability to pick yourself up and move forward. We all are born in different circumstances. That's throughout history. We don't all get born with advantage and opportunity. Some have more, some have less. Suck it up, buttercup. This is where we are. I don't want to hear you complain. I want to hear you say, I'm getting ready to do some more work. I'm ready to roll up my sleeves and move forward. I'm ready to have the courage of a 9-year-old to speak up. Marco Rubio said it over the weekend. I shared it with you once, but I share it with you again because he's right about this. Marco Rubio, who's running against Val Demings for the U.S. Senate seat that he currently holds in Florida. He knows what Marxism means. He knows what it means in world history, and he's not afraid to say it either. Listen.
Marxism is the single most evil and destructive ideology that mankind has ever known. It divides countrymen against each other by design. It divides people against each other by design. And whether that divide is between rich and poor, or on the basis of gender and race and religion and who you voted for, it is divisive and destructive nonetheless. And so if we have one mission, if we have one goal, it isn't liberal versus conservative or Republican versus Democrat. It's America versus this Marxist ideology, which is what it is. Call it for what it is. Defeat it, or it will destroy our country. Defeat it, and we will save our country, and our children will inherit what we inherited, the single greatest nation in all of human history.
He is exactly right. Defeat it, we must, so that our children and grandchildren can inherit the greatest nation in all of human history. And yes, I believe in inheritance too. Pass something down. If I want to give something to my child, that is my God-given right. There is no place for government to weigh in on what I give and bequeath to my children or grandchildren or to a charity or to the woman down the street or the guy across the way or whomever I choose to give it to. If I earned those things through the sweat of my brow, I can pass it on to whomever I see fit. That's the way it is. Private property matters. The Marxists want to end that as well. We will continue here. And again, hour number two. The systemic racism that the Democrats talk about, they should be looking in the mirror. We'll be right back.